Chapter 3 War Games 1. Whitehall. The permanent Under Secretary of State for Defense sprang through the corridors of the Ministry of Defense with a swift and purposeful bounce. This was a day that would be long talked about for untold years to come. The hand of the future would write this day as its history, and it would not find him a man wanting in strength and resolution. He tapped on a heavy oak door and walked in without waiting for a reply. He scanned the room. There were maybe half a dozen junior servants, four other undersecretaries, the press secretary and his assistant, and three cabinet ministers, including his superior, the Secretary of State, as well as the Secretary of State's personal staff. They were sitting, standing, or leaning nervously, crowding the large office. Their faces were pallid and gaunt, and those who talked did so in low, hushed voices.
"Ladies, gentlemen, Deputy Commissioner, sir," the permanent undersecretary said, nodding deferentially, fixing his eyes finally upon his boss, the Secretary of State for Defense, the head of defense for the British Isles, who was seated behind a large teak desk. "Timothy Edward Ted Town, Member of Parliament for Crawley, West Sussex." The permanent undersecretary had found no strong feeling for his political superior. As a civil servant, he was immune from the intrigues and power plays of those forced to stand election. And Ted Town was the typical slimy bastard who was able to work his way up the ladder through guile and evasion. He had started out in the cabinet as Secretary of State for Works and Pensions briefly before taking over as Secretary of State for Defense when his predecessor developed health problems. He was not a hard worker, but was a very good delegator, which the permanent undersecretary much preferred. Things just ran more smoothly when the politicians stayed out of the way. The machine of government ran smoothest when left on its own. Were he to stay the course and not create any waves, there was undoubtedly a barony, or at the very least a knighthood, waiting for...